感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thanks to the Lord, and in the morning of the Lord's Day, and it's come to study the words from God.
我们大家可以一起来看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音四章三十一到三十四节。
Let's read together on the screen the scriptures from John chapter 4, verse 31 through 34.
我们看到，我们可以一起来读《约翰福音》四章三十一节起。
Let's read together.
这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。”做成他的功。感谢神，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thanks to the Lord, that's our scripture reading. Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you.
感谢你，借着圣经告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
And we thank you that in the Bible you said,that men do not live on bread alone, but on the words from the mouth of God.
感谢神，圣灵带领我们今天弟兄姊妹再一次来思想，来明白神的话。
Thank you for Holy Spirit leading us to study and to think about the words of God.
愿神的话就成我们信心的根基，成我们生命的粮食。
May the words of God be the foundation of our faith.And the bread of our life.
愿圣灵加添我们的力量，让我们能够遵行神的话去行。
May the Holy Spirit strengthen us so that we can do the will of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣灵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们上一次主日信息当中，我们看见。主耶稣基督在井边跟一个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，就是有一番长谈。
In last week's sermon, we learned that Jesus had a long talk with a Samaritan woman who drew water from the well.
我们要知道，这番谈话呢是耶稣一个人跟这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，他们两个是独处。
And we know this talk was between.Jesus himself and the Samaritan woman.
这时候耶稣的门徒出去找食物去了。
And during this time, Jesus' disciples went out to look for food.
然后当耶稣的门徒，找到食物回来的时候，他们，看见耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲话，他们都会有点惊奇。
When his disciples found food and came back, then they were surprised to.Find out that Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
因为我们知道，在那个时候，撒玛利亚人他们被以色列人是看不起的。
We know at that time the Samaritans was despised by the Jews.
那么那个时候，耶稣的门徒可能还不知道这一个撒玛利亚妇人有非常糟糕的这个名声。
Maybe at that time the disciples.Did not know that this woman was a very bad woman.
那么当然主耶稣跟这个女人的一番谈话彻底改变了这个女人的生命。
And we know the talk between Jesus and the Samaritan woman totally changed the life of the woman.
然后就是耶稣的门徒拿着食物就问耶稣要不要吃点东西。
And when his disciples asked Jesus if he wanted to eat something,
然后耶稣这时候说他已经吃过了。
And Jesus said, "I already eat."
然后门徒就非常惊讶，他说他怎么会吃过呢？难道有人拿东西给他吃吗
？And his disciples were surprised. They wondered, "Did someone bring him food to eat?"
就是耶稣说，他的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
And Jesus said that his food is to do the will of him who sent him and to finish his work.
所以很显然，耶稣在这里说他的食物就是刚才他跟那个撒玛利亚妇人的那一段谈话，这就是耶稣的食物。
So obviously Jesus was saying that his food was the talk between him and the Samaritan woman.
换另外一句话说，就是耶稣给那个撒玛利亚人传福音，耶稣说这就已经是我的食物，我做这件事情的时候我就已经得饱足了。
In other words, that when Jesus was sharing the gospel with the Samaritan woman, and he said that was his food, and he get fed by doing that.
然后耶稣也说门徒这时候还不明白，但是到后来我们知道啊，被耶稣复活升天之后圣灵降下，那个时候门徒就开始明白耶稣的食物了。
And his disciples didn't understand that, but when the Holy Spirit came later, then the disciples knew that what Jesus' food was.
所以我们也会看见当后来门徒们他们也以遵行神的旨意去传福音作为他们的这个使命，更是也支撑他们成为他们的力量。
And later we can see the disciples also take the preaching the gospel as their food and their strength.
那么其实这里呢，在此刻我们知道在门徒的心中这个食物是非常重要的。
And we know at that moment the food was very important to the disciples.
人不管怎么样一定要吃饭的。
And we, they have to eat.
然后我们也知道华人有一句话，就是民以食为天。
And we know that there's a Chinese saying that people regard food as heaven.
然后圣经也告诉我们，有些人他们的杜甫就是他们的神，就是他们的上帝。
And the Bible also tells us some people take the food as the God.
也就是说，就是其实无论在任何文化当中，就食物，我这里说的食物就物质上的这种食物是非常非常重要的。
And in any culture, the food that is the food we eat, the material food, is very important.
我记得我小时候我那个时候调皮，我有一些兴趣爱好，我做这个做那个，然后我父母就说，哎呀，随便做都可以，但不要沉迷进去了。
And I remember that when I was little, I had interest in doing this and that. My parents often told me that just do for fun, do not doubt into it.
然后他们给出的理由就是，做这个能当饭吃吗？
And their excuse was that you cannot take that as food.
就是什么归根结底就是能当饭吃吗？
That the thing is that can you eat them?
当然了，不仅在东方文化当中是这样，其实我们看在当时的以色列人也是这样，就是吃饭那是最重要的。
It is not only in the East culture, but also in the Israelites, the eating is very important.
我们知道耶稣曾经行过很多的神迹，医病赶鬼啊，甚至让人从死里复活呀，瞎子看见呐，哑巴说话呀。
And we know that Jesus had performed many miraculous signs. He healed many people and driven out the demons, and he made the blind see.
但是呢，耶稣行这些神迹的时候，我们从来没有看见以色列人让耶稣做他们的王。
And when Jesus was performing these miraculous signs, and we see that the Israelites never made Jesus as their king.
唯独仅当耶稣有一次行了一个什么神迹，以色列人就说，哎呀，你做我们的王吧，你做我们的王吧。
Only one time that when Jesus performed one miraculous sign, and those people want to make him as their king.
什么神迹呢？
What is that miraculous sign?
你们弟兄姊妹还记得五饼二鱼是不是？
That's the five loaves of bread and two fish.
哇，这个人可以给我们吃的。
Oh, that person can give us food.
哦，他可以治我们的病，他可以赶出我们身上的鬼，太好了。
And he can heal us, and he can drive out the demons inside of us. It's so great.
哇，他能给我们吃的，那就不能放他走了，他一定要做我们的王，我们一定要跟着他。
He can feed us, so we have to follow him.
所以从这里看见，当时在以色列心中，什么是最重要？
So from here we can see that what's the important thing in those Israelites?
食物。
The food.
甚至他们也知道耶稣能够让人从死里复活，但那个时候他们都没有让耶稣做他们的王。
And when they know that the Jesus can raise people, to life, and they didn't make him king.
但是你看，哎，耶稣可以给我们吃的。他说这个太重要，这个是我们最关心的事情。
But when they know that Jesus can feed them, they think that's the most important thing.
所以对世人来说，这个食物非常重要。
So for the world, for the people in the world, food is very important.
但是对主耶稣基督来说呢，这个吃品得饱就一点不重要了。
But for Jesus,getting fed is not very important.
耶稣说，哎呀，我只要做天父上帝让我做的工，我就已经吃饱了。
Jesus said that I'm satisfied when I do the will of God who sent me.
耶稣甚至也说他在这个地上住什么样的房子其实也不重要。
And Jesus also said it's not important if you live in a big house or not.
耶稣也说这其实在这地上一切的物质享受也都不重要。
And Jesus also said it's not important whether you enjoy this material world, material comfort, it's not that important.
所以耶稣教导他的门徒说，你们不要求吃什么喝什么穿什么，也不要挂心，就是不要为这些东西太忧虑了。
So he told his disciples not to seek what you eat or what you drink and do not be anxious about those things.
这都是外邦人求。
This is what this world seeks.
你们要求什么？你要求神的国和神的义。
You should seek the kingdom and righteousness of God.
那其他的这些东西，神都知道的。
All else, God has known.
耶稣还教导人不要为那地上必然朽坏的食物劳力。
And Jesus also taught that do not labor for those perishable things.
我从小长大，我被我爸爸妈妈教导，这个食物千万不能浪费。
And when I grow up, my parents has been teaching me that do not waste any food.
然后吃东西，碗里的一定要吃完的。
When you eat something, you eat up all you have in your bowl.
所以我就养成这个习惯，吃东西无论吃得下吃不下都吃完它。
So I had the habit to eat up everything I had in my bowl.
所以今天对我来说减肥太难的一件事情。
So today, losing fit is a very difficult thing for me.
然后我还有个习惯，每天晚上上床睡觉之前，我要到处厨房去看一看，有没有什么东西忘记放冰箱了。
I have another habit that before I go to bed, I will look up in the kitchen to see if anything has been left outside the refrigerator.
一定要放冰箱，不能坏了，那个食物坏了，浪费。
I put them in the refrigerator in case they perish.
但是这个地上的食物一定会坏的。
But all food in this world will perish, will rot.
无论你吃什么，无论你享用什么，它一定会坏的。
Whatever you eat, whatever you enjoy, it will become rot.
所以耶稣说，不要为这些东西太忧虑了，太执着的去追求。
And Jesus said, "Do not worry about those things. Do not try your heart to seek those things."
要求那些。存到永生的食物。
But you should seek those eternal food.
对，奥古斯丁曾经讲过一句话，什么是人的罪呢？
Saint Augustine has ever said, "What is the sin?"
我们大家可能都知道，奥古斯丁说过，就是以次好的代替上好的，这是人的罪呀。
We all remember that he said to replace the less better.Replace the best with the less better. That is the sin.
也就是说，你去追求那些必然朽坏的食物，然后你放弃，你不要那些真正不朽坏的食物，就是神的国、神的义、神的道、真理，你不要。这是一种罪。
And it is sin that you seek those perishable things and you forsake those eternal and imperishable.
然后其实用另外一个方面我们来理解的话，就是你应该去用你 极大的渴望，不懈的努力去追求那些不朽坏的东西，你应该是这样的，对不对？
In other words, that you should seek and try your best to seek those things that are imperishable.
但是你却用你不懈的努力，最执着的追求，去追求那些必然朽坏的东西。
But you have tried your best to seek those perishable things.
这不仅仅是愚昧了，这会变成罪的。
This is not only foolish, it is sin.
那么主耶稣基督他不仅是这样教导人的。
And the Lord Jesus did not only teaching like this.
主耶稣他自己也是这样行的。
And he was doing like this.
主耶稣基督教导那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，就是不要仅仅去追求这个地上的满足，这个井里的水或者多少个男人，不要仅仅去追求这些。
And the Lord Jesus taught the Samaritan woman not to seek this worldly desires or not to just seek how many the men that can satisfy you.
然后就是这个地上的水你喝了还会再渴，一定是这样。
And this water in this well that you will be thirsty again after you drink it.
你要追求那些真正解你永恒干渴的生命的活水。
You should seek for the living water that can make you never thirsty again.
就跟这个女人听了耶稣这番话，这个女人就跑回城去传福音去了。
And after this woman heard Jesus' word, and he went into the town to share the gospel.
然后他跑回去，他把他这个打水的罐子都丢了，结果他这个地上的水他也就忘记了，他不要了。
And he even left her water jar and forgot all about the water on the earth.
那么对于主耶稣来说呢，他的食物就是做神的工，这就是他的食物。
And for Jesus, doing the work of God is his food.
食物对很多人来说是最基本的需要。
Food for most people is the most basic need.
啊，我穿的差一点，还可以，但是我要有吃的，没有吃的我活不下去。
I can wear the work clothes, not very good clothes, but without food I cannot live.
但是耶稣说，做神的工是耶稣最基本的需要。
But Jesus said doing the work of God is his basic need, most basic need.
他可以不用吃这些饼啊，这些物质上的食物，他可以不用住大房子，这些耶稣都说可以 OK 的。
Jesus can live that he can live without eating the food and without living in a big house.
但是他耶稣说，一定要让我去做神的工，这是我最基本的需要。
But Jesus said, I have to do the work of God. That's my most basic need.
在我记得好像是上两次这个主日信息当中，我们谈到过真正让人活下去的是什么呀？
I remember the 2 weeks ago we talked about what the things that make us live.
不是这个物质上的享受。
It's not the material comfort.
而是我们人生的意义和使命。
But the meaning and the mission of our life.
一个人，他没有找到他人生的意义和使命，他活不下去。
Anyone, if he didn't find the meaning and mission of his life, he cannot live on.
或者说，他活得不像一个人应该活的那个样子。
Or we see that he didn't live like a man should be.
所以耶稣就是这样，我的人生的意义和使命就是做天父上帝的工，我没有这个东西我活不下去啊。
And Jesus said, my mission and my meaning of life is to do the work of God. Without it, I cannot live on.
所以耶稣把他的使命比作食物，这其实对每一个人就是这样，我们真的能够活下去，能够 move on， 不是仅仅是说我有一口吃的。
And Jesus compared his food as the mission and to do the work of God. Without it, he cannot live on.
我们要找到我们人生的意义和使命。
So we have to find out the meaning and mission of our life.
但是作为基督徒来说，我们人生的意义和使命就像主耶稣基督一样，做神的工。
But as a Christian, our meaning and mission of our life, just like Jesus, is to do the work of God.
然后食物呢，对于一个饥饿的人来说是最急迫的需要。
And food is the most urgent need for a hungry person.
我们不知道大家有没有见过那种真正饿得不行的人，饥饿的人。
I don't know if you have ever seen someone who's in urgent and extreme need of food. Is in very hungry.
就他可以把一切都不管不顾了，一切东西都不要，他一定要找到东西吃。
He didn't care about any other things but to find something to eat.
啊，正在看他最喜欢看的这个电视剧。
Maybe he was watching a favorite TV.
一下觉得哎呀饿了。
And he felt very hungry.
不行不行不行，这个电视剧我都可以不看了，我一定要去弄点吃的。
That you know, I have to stop watch TV and I have to find something to eat.
当然，对一些真正饥饿的人，就永远愿意丢下的，当不是什么看电视这些东西，他可以放弃一切。但是他，我一定要有点吃的，因为我饿得不行，我要死了。
But for a really hungry person, of course, what he want to take over, get rid of is not only the TV shows. He would.Give up everything just to find some food to satisfy him.
就他非常急迫。
It was in urgent need.
所以主耶稣基督做神的工，去传福音，带领罪人悔改，这对于主耶稣来说，他非常的急迫。
And it is also an urgent need for Jesus to do the work of God, to preach the gospel and to lead people to repentance.
所以耶稣，我们看耶稣，他抓住一切的机会。他要去做神的工，他急迫的人就是这样，他不丢掉任何一个可以找到食物的机会，就一个饥饿的人。
And we can see that Jesus took every opportunity to preach the gospel to people, and we know that a hungry person will not give up any opportunity to look for food.
然后耶稣说，做上帝的工，做我天父的工，就是我的食物。
Doing the work of God is his food.
然后就是说，耶稣。他做神的工，他就得到了饱足了，或者说喜乐，他就满足了。
That is to say that by doing the work of God, then Jesus was satisfied.
这个满足跟喜乐是永远是连在一起的。
The satisfaction always associated with joy.
就你为什么喜乐不起来呢？那你一定是你心里有些东西不满足，没有被填满。
The reason that you do not have joy is that you are not satisfied in your heart.
如果你心里满足了，没有缺憾了，都被填满了，你一定喜乐了。
If you are satisfied in your heart and you're getting fed in your heart, then you will have joy.
所以耶稣就是这样，他做神的工就让他满足了，他没有什么缺乏了，然后他就喜乐。
And Jesus was satisfied by doing the work of God, and he's getting fed. Does not eat anything else.
然后我们也特别注意，做神的工就已经是满足，就已经是给我带来满足和喜乐了。
And we should also notice that doing the work of God itself brings me satisfaction.
而不是一定要看见这个做工的功效。
We don't have to see the result of doing the work.
我没有看到做工的功效。我在这里拼命撒种，拼命撒种，但是收割的却是别人，我没看到。
Maybe we didn't see the result of our work, and we sow the seed, and we try hard to sow the seed, and it's others who do the harvest, and we didn't see the result.
但是我还是有喜乐啊，因为我可以撒种啊。
I still have joy because I can sow the seed.
我做了神让我做的工作啊。
Did the work that God asked me to do.
所以耶稣讲这句话，其实告诉我们，你做耶稣做神的工作，这就已经是饱足了，这就已经是食物了。
And Jesus' words was telling us that by doing the work of God itself, it can make us satisfied.
所以今天很多的时候，我们的喜乐往往要建立在果效上面。
So today, actually, a lot of our joy is founded on the result of our work.
其实很多的时候呢，我们这样，我们容易失去我们的饱足和喜乐。
But a lot of times we will lose our joy and satisfying. perfection by doing that.
因为有时候上帝不让我们看见结果怎样。
But sometimes God didn't want us to see the result.
就像我们今天成人主日学，上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，去，上帝呼召他，但是亚伯拉罕出去了，不知道往哪里去，他不知道明天怎样，不知道将来怎样。
And this morning, Sunday school, we see Abraham when God called him to go out, and he did not know where he was going, what the future will be.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说：“你会很多很多的后裔。”结果亚伯拉罕到死也没看见。
And God told Abraham that he will have a lot of descendants, but until death, Abraham didn't see that.
但是亚伯拉罕能够回应上帝的呼召，能够跟从上帝的带领，这就已经是亚伯拉罕的满足的喜乐。
But Abraham could respond to God's calling and leading of God, and that's already Abraham's satisfaction.
啊，我前段时间看到一个新闻哈，因为疫情的关系，那大概几个月前吧，因为疫情的关系，就是我们知道大家现在都在竞选嘛，党派都在竞选，但是他们开这个党的这个大会呢，这个实际的会场是没有人的，一个都没有，因为疫情的关系。
And a while ago I read a news because of the pandemic, and when they're during the election, when they have the meeting, and actually there was nobody sitting down there.
后来但是有一个演讲者，哇，慷慨激昂的。
But there was a speaker and he was very excited there.
后来很多网友就有时候嘲笑他，你看这下面一个人都没有，他在那里讲的好像很有劲的样子。
And a lot of people just mocking at him that there was nobody sitting down there as the audience, but he was still excited and was making his speech.
啊，当然了，我不是去称赞，把你的热情，把你的这个激情啊，全部放在政治上面，我不是去称赞这件事情。
And I'm not saying that you should put your fervor.In the political matters.
但是一个做神的工的人应该有这样的热情，应该有这样的激情，无论有什么果效，无论台下有没有观众，因为他在做他最喜欢做的事情。
And but as a worker of God, we should say you should put your fervor and your excitement in the work of God, whatever there's people looking at you.
挪亚就是这样。
Noah was like that.
所以他做方都做120年。
When he was making the ark, and it took him 120 years.
没有收获掌声，没有收获称赞，没有看到果效，人们都不悔改。
And he didn't receive any applause, and he didn't receive any praise, and he didn't see the result, and no one repented.
但是挪亚坚持了120年。
But Noah insisted for 120 years.
他不需要看到果效他才走得下去，他能够做这件事情，他能够顺服神让他做这个事情，他就能够走下去，他就能够有力量。
He didn't need to see the result to continue because God wanted him to do that, and that's the motive he could do that.
啊，所以我们今天的基督徒呢，我们要知道能够做神的工，这就已经是我们的福了，就已经是我们。
So today, as a Christian, we should know that by doing the work of God, self is our satisfaction, is our food.
如果我们非要看到果效，非要看到我们心中期望的那个结果，啊，我们才能够得到一点力量，我们才能够目望，这样其实我们其实失去了乐趣，失去了宝福。
If we have to see the result or the result we are expecting to gain strength to do the work, then we lost the fun and lost the joy by doing.
就像一个本来他就喜欢学习的人，他学习就是爱学习，他喜欢这件事情。
Like someone who likes to study, they just like to study.
但是如果说，哦，我一定要看到我考试得100分，我学习的目的就是为了让我考试得100分。
If he just studies for100% score in the test.
他如果带着这样的一个态度去学习的话，他一定没有什么太多乐趣。
If he studies with such attitude, he may not have a lot of fun by studying.
啊，当然了，我也不是说我们基督徒，哎呀，就是不追求果效啊，传福音也不管人家听不听啊，怎么样子，不是这样。
But I'm not saying that we Christians just do not seek any results of preaching the gospel. It's
但是我们最最重要的知道，我们要侍奉的是神。
And we have to know it's important thing that we are serving God.
我们是遵循神的旨意，传神让我们所传的福音。
We are doing the will of God and preach the gospel that God wants us to share.
耶稣在地上的工作有没有果效呢？
Was there any effect or result of Jesus' work on the earth?
在人看来可能果效不大。
In man's eyes, maybe there was not a very fruitful result.
死的时候孤零零一个人死了，门徒都跑了。
When he died and he died there lonely and the disciples all ran away.
但是我们今天来看耶稣在地上的工作果效大不大？非常的大。
But today when we seeThe result of Jesus' work, it is tremendous.
如果当年耶稣，如果就是只有果效驱动他去传福音，驱动他去顺从神的话，如果是果效的话，那别人让耶稣做他们的王，那耶稣就做他们的王啊，每天五饼二鱼供应大家。
And if Jesus was motivated by the result of his work, then maybe he would justbecome their king when people ask him to be their king, and he would just feed those people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish every day.
但耶稣没有这样做。
But Jesus didn't do that.
因为如果耶稣这样做，这不是天父的旨意。
Because it's not God's will for him to do that.
天父让耶稣要传真正天国的福音，就是罪人认罪悔改的福音。
And the Heavenly Father wants Jesus to preachThe gospel of repentance.
我们看见耶稣说做神的工就是他的食物。
And we see that Jesus said that doing the will of God is his food.
这是主耶稣最基本的需要，做神的工。
That's the basic need of Jesus to do the will of God.
这是主耶稣最急切的需要，最急迫的需要，他抓住一切机会做神的工。
That's his most urgent need to do the will of God, to take every opportunity to do the work of God.
啊，这也是主耶稣他真正的满足和喜乐的这个根源，做神的工。
That's the true origin of the satisfaction and the joy of Jesus to do the will of God.
他不需要被果效驱动的。
It was does not need to be motivated by the result of the work.
他这个使命，他做这件事情，他就得到了满足和保足，这也是我们今天基督徒应该有的一个态度。
God satisfied just by doing the work. That should be the right attitude we Christians should have.
做神的工，耶稣口中的食物呢，给我们带来力量。食物给人带来力量，你不吃饭，你会软弱，没有力量。
Food can give us strength, and by doing the work, God can give us strength.
所以做神的工就像食物一样，你越做就越有力量。
So doing the work of God is like the food. The more you do, and the more strength you have.
你越不做，你越没有力量。
If you do not do it, you do not have any strength.
啊，我看过一个比喻，就是这个信心呐，就像肌肉。
I have ever saw a parable that faith is like a muscle.
这个肌肉你要让它长大，你就要压迫它，拉伸它，你就要给它压力。
In order to grow your muscle, you have to give it, have to push it, and you have to stretch it.
你这个肌肉就长大了。
And then your muscle will grow.
这个信心你就要去试炼它。
And faith is that you have to test it.
你就要跳出你的舒适区，你就要去做你以前你不敢做的事情。
You have to go out of your comfort zone to do the things that you could not do.
你说我以前害羞，我不敢跟陌生人讲话，我跟看到陌生人脸就红。
I was shy and I dare not to speak to strangers.
那你成为基督徒之后，这就是你的使命，你就要去传福音。
And after you become a Christian, and that's your mission to share the gospel with others.
你就凭着上帝的话，凭着神给你的信心，你就去操练，我就开始跟陌生人传福音。
And by the words of from God and by the faith, and you should begin to share the gospels with strangers.
然后你会发现，哎，慢慢慢慢的，你就没有那么带害羞，没有那么带害怕，你就哎，你信心越来越大了。你发现，哎，神说的话真的是真的。
And you begin to find that you are no longer shy, and you can speak share gospel with others, and you have greater faith, and you no longer afraid.
做神的工是我们的食物，加强我们的力量。
And doing the work of God is our food and can give us strength.
我们再来看耶稣有一次饥饿的时候，那个时候是更加饥饿。
And let's see another time when Jesus was hungry and he was in extreme hunger.
那么就是耶稣受洗之后呢，在约旦河受施洗约翰的洗之后他圣经记载就是马上被圣灵引到旷野受为魔鬼的试探。
That was when Jesus was get baptized in the river of Jordan, and he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted.
好，我们大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read from the scriptures on the screen.
好，马太福音四章一到十节，一节起。当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。他进食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在圣殿上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记得说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。”魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说：“你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”耶稣说：“撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”在耶稣最饥饿的时候，禁食了40昼夜，最饥饿的时候，这时候魔鬼就来试探耶稣。
When Jesus was fasted for 40 days and he was in extreme hunger and Satan came to tempt him.
所以就像我们刚才所说的，一个极度饥饿的人，在那个时候最对他来说什么最重要啊？
And just like what we just said, for a hungry person, for a very hungry person, what's the most important thing for him?
一定要有食物吃。这是最重要，什么其他的都可以丢到脑后，但是一定要有食物吃。
He must have some food to eat. Anything else doesn't matter, but he has to find something to eat.
但耶稣并不是这样。
But Jesus was not like that.
耶稣他虽然是很饥饿
，although Jesus was very hungry，
他有权柄让这个石头变成食物。
Have the authority to turn the stones into food.
但耶稣没有这样做。
But Jesus did not do that.
这也是魔鬼对耶稣的第一个试探，对一个极度饥饿的人的第一个试探。
That's、
吃东西啊，吃东西。
That's the first thing that Satan tempted Jesus to eat food.
但是耶稣没有。
But Jesus did not.
耶稣在这里抵挡试探。
And Jesus resists the temptation.
他也是在做神的工。
And he was doing the work of God.
他也是在遵行天父上帝的旨意。
And he was obeying the will of God.
他来到世上的使命不是从这个世界上得到所谓物质上的满足和享受。他来到这个世界上的使命就是传天国的福音。
His mission when he comes to the world is not to get the satisfaction of the material things in this world.He came to the world to do the work of God.
耶稣行过的任何的一个神迹，都是跟他这个使命是密不可分的。
any miraculous signs that Jesus performed has something to do with this mission.
耶稣没有行过任何一个使命跟他没有行过任何一个神迹跟他这个使命没有关系。耶稣从来不做这样的事情。
Jesus has never performed any miraculous sign that has nothing to do with his mission.
所以在这里耶稣抵挡试探，耶稣也是在忠实于天父上帝交托给他的使命，耶稣也是在做神的工。
Jesus resisted the temptation and was faithful to the mission that God gave him. He was doing the will of God.
他虽然很饥饿，但是耶稣却很有力量，他战胜了魔鬼。
Though he was very hungry, but he has strength to conquer Satan.
为什么呢？他力量从哪来？因为他在做神的工。
Where did his strength come from? It's from his doing the will of God.
他是遵循天父上帝的旨。
He was doing the will of God, Heavenly Father.
他就有力量。
And he has gained strength.
这个肉体上的饥饿打不倒他。
And the bodily hunger cannot defeat him.
然后这个地上的荣华这些东西诱惑不了他。
And the glories in this world cannot tempt him.
所以，我们今天，我们的食物是什么？
So today, what are our food?
我们的力量的源泉是什么？
And what does our strength come from?
今天很多的时候，就是有些人会说，哎呀，我现在工作很忙啊，没有时间去传福音。
And people may say that I'm very busy and I do not have time to share the gospel.
然后有些人说，哎呀，我把我的信仰生活留在礼拜天在教会就好了，但是我的信仰生活不要影响到我其他的日子。
And some people say that I will just go to worship on my belief is just in Sunday and not in other days.
因为如果我把我的信仰带到我其他的平常的日子当中可能会对我生活很多方面带来影响。
Bring my belief to my ordinary life, and it will have an impact on my life.
所以其实很多人，很多基督徒的生活是两个部分，一个是世俗的生活，一个是信仰的生活，就是互相不干涉的。
A lot of Christians, they have those two separate aspects of their life. One is their worldly life, and the other is their belief.
那这样的生活其实没有意义。
And this kind of life is actually meaningless.
他没有吃到真正的食物。
Didn't eat the actual food.
他可能在某一个时候，礼拜天呢，某一个时候吃一点，但是平常的日子呢，他没有食物吃。
He may eat some, maybe on Sunday, but in ordinary days he didn't eat anything.
所以也没有力量去传福音。
So he did not have any strength to share the gospel.
所以当然，人家也从他身上看不到什么，好像基督徒的见证。在地上见证神的名看不到。
Of course, that other people could not see any testimonies on him about the Christian life.
就说，哎，他跟我们一样啊。
And people would say that he is the same with us.
因为吃的东西是一样，平常的日子吃的东西是一样。
Because they eat the same food.
那么，所以美国人不是总喜欢讲一句话吗？人吃什么，你就会成为什么，是不是？
Americans like to say that if you eat something, you will become that.
所以我们的食物是做神的工。
So our food is to do the work of God.
这是我们每天的食物。
That's our everyday life, everyday food.
这是我们每天的生活必需品。
That's our everyday necessities.
这样我们在每一天的生活当中，我们都有力量。
So that every day we'll gain strength.
我们也在每一天当中，我们做神的工，我们也得到保。
And every day by doing the work of God, and we get satisfied and satisfaction and joy.
我那天呢，就是我以前教会的一个同工弟兄那天就是跟我们联系然后他很痛苦。
And a coworker in our previous church and contacted us the other day, and he was very sad and.
他在中国大陆然后他的这个信仰呢，给他的这个工作这个现实的这个工作带来很大的难处和压力。
and he was in mainland China, and his belief brought him a lot of trouble in his present job.
就是他如果就是为他的信仰做见证，就是把他的信仰完全在工作环境里完全的公开，他会失去很多很多。
If he wants to testify for his belief, if he exposes his belief to other people, and it will bring him a lot of trouble.
所以他就把他的生活分成两个部分，一个是信仰生活部分，一个是这个世界上的生活部分。
So he divided his life into two parts, and one is the worldly part, and the other is his belief.
但他非常痛苦。
But he was very suffering.
然后他那天他跟我聊的时候，他说，他找到另外一个他们这个公司当中另外一个也是基督徒，但是只有他知道别人不知道的这种两个人在一起，哇，哭啊，痛哭。
And the other day he shared with us, and he found another Christian in his company, and they just know that they were the only Christians, but they were not known by others, and they just hugged each other and was in great tears.
然后他就说，他说哎呀，唐大天，你知不知道啊？我都哭了，我都哭了。
And he said to me that, do you know that I cried?
我想你肯定会哭啊。
And I thought that, yeah, you should cry.
你没有找到你力量，你真正力量从哪里来啊？你没有吃到真正神所吃的食物，你一定会哭，你一定会痛苦，一定会软弱。
Yeah, because you didn't find the source of your strength, and you didn't find the food to gain strength, and you must cry.
其实，在这个世界上很多地方，不仅仅是在中国大陆，在这个世界上很多地方，许许多多的基督徒面临同样的问题，甚至面临更加严重的问题。
Actually, not only in China, in many other places in the world, Christians are suffering the same thing, maybe even the greater trouble.
但他们不哭啊。
But they don't cry.
因为他每天吃正确的食物。
But because they eat the right food every day.
无论得时不得时，总要做神的工。
Whether it's the right time, they do the work of God.
就是不哭啊。
Then you will not cry.
凡事就有力量。
Then you will have strength to do everything.
我们来看腓立比书十一章到四节十一对不起，四章十一节到十三节，很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
Let's look at the Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. We may be familiar with these verses.
我们看到，我们可以一起来读一下腓立比书四章十一节到十三节，十一节起。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。我们都知道，这是圣灵感动使徒保罗所写下的一段话。
We know that that's what Paul wrote after he was touched by the Holy Spirit.
那么很多人都很喜欢这个十三节，就是我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
A lot of people like the verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
但是忘记问一个问题。
But they forgot to ask one question.
好了，力量上帝给你了。
And God gives you strength.
你要做什么呢？
What do you want to do? What should you do?
你在任何境遇下，你信上帝，上帝给你力量了，你打算用这个力量去做什么呢？
In all the things, and when God gives you strength, what should you do?
你说我要用这个力量，让我不要再卑贱了，不要再贫穷了。不要再就刚才上面所说的不要再缺乏了，我要用这个力量去解决我的卑贱、贫穷、缺乏这些问题吗？
So he said, when I gain strength, I should be away from the state of being obese and being hungry and being suffering need.
这是神在任何情况下给我们力量的目的吗？神让我们用这个力量去解决我们这些怎么缺乏卑贱，这些饥饿这些问题吗？
Is this the purpose that God gives us strength is to be away from the state of being obese, of being suffering need or hungry?
我们首先我们再问大家一个问题，耶稣是不是凡事都能做？
And let me ask you another question. Could Jesus do all things?
耶稣是不是在无论在任何情况下，他都凡事都可以做，是不是？
Did Jesus could Jesus do all things in any circumstances?
那耶稣在世人眼中看，他是不是一个卑微的人？他是不是一个饥饿的人？他是不是一个贫穷的人呢？
And in man's eyes, was Jesus?Was Jesus abased and was Jesus hungry and was Jesus suffering need?
是不是的？
Is that the case?
在世人眼中看，耶稣是一个富足的，是一个在高位的，有权柄的这样的人，还是在世人眼中看，耶稣是一个很卑微的，孤零零的一个人死在十字架上。很饥饿的，常常是没有东西吃，然后一贫如洗，在地上连个房子都没有，天上飞的有，地上狐狸有洞，耶稣连个枕头的地方都没有。
In man's eyes, was Jesus bound or he has authority, and he does not need anything, or was Jesus in a low state and he died on the cross and he didn't have a place to lay his head.
然后在世人看，耶稣缺很多东西，对不对？
In man's eyes, actually Jesus was suffering a lot of need.
他缺乏一个军队。
He actually need a troop.
他缺乏一个好的住的地方。
He need a good place to live.
他甚至缺乏一群合格的门徒。
He actually is in short of a group of good disciples, qualified disciples.
耶稣缺很多东西，在世人看。
He was in great need in man's eyes.
但是同样，耶稣又凡事都能做。
But in the same time, Jesus could do all things.
所以就告诉我们，凡事都能做，到底做什么呢？
That let us to think about what are the all things that Jesus can do.
上帝随处随在给我们力量，让我们这些信靠他的人有力量。但上帝让我们拿这个力量去做什么？
And God gives us strength in all circumstances. And what does God want us to do with this strength?
做神的。
To do the work of God.
无论你是贫穷，无论你是富有，无论你是高位，无论你是低位，你都可以做神的工，没有什么可以拦住你。
Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are in high place, and whether you are low, then you can do the work of God.
保罗站在君王面前，他做上帝的工，他让君王悔改，他让君王害怕地狱的火。
Paul stood before the king and asked the king to repent.And he wants the king to be free from the fire of the hell.
保罗在一个要自杀的一个这个罪主面前，保罗做神的工，带领这个自杀的要自杀的罪主不要自杀了，然后带领他们一家人都信主。
And before the jailer who wanted to commit suicide, and Paul led him and his whole family to repentance.To the face of facing God.
所以保罗，我随处所在，我都有力量，我都得力量。
So for Paul, in any circumstances, he has gained the strength.
保罗被称为被捆锁的使徒，他很大部分时间他都坐牢的。
And Paul was called a disciple who was chained, and most of the time he was in prison.
在人看来，他是一个卑微的一个囚。他缺乏，他饥饿，他严重的疾病，他眼睛快瞎了，看不到东西的。
And in man's eyes, Paul was just a prisoner, and he was almost blind, he could not see things.
但是他凡事都能做什么?
But he could do all things. What are the things he could do? He could do the work of God.
越做越有力量,
the more he did, and he, the more strength he gained, and he get, got more satisfaction.
今天呢, 其实不仅仅是很多基督徒很喜欢这句话, 我靠那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
Today, not only Christians like this verse, I can do all things through him, he gives me strength.
啊, 我见到很多人, 其实他也不一定是基督徒了, 他都把这句话写在T恤上面啊, 把这个金结啊, 就是, 刺身啊, 刺在身上啊, 或者怎样。
And I see a lot of people, even if they are not Christians, they like to put this verse in their T-shirt or on their body.
他们从来没有问一个问题,
and they never ask this question.
上帝给你力量,
God gives you strength. What should you do with this strength?
圣经告诉,
the Bible tells us that God gives us strength to do the work of God.
那么我们, 再一起来看一处经文, 哈巴谷书的3章17到19节。
Let's look at the scriptures from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
啊, 这也是描述一个非常饥饿、非常缺乏的一个光景。
And this is a description of a very hungry and a state that's in great need.
好, 我们一起来读哈巴谷书3章17到19节,17节起。 虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚里也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢喜，今救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快入母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。 啊，这歌交与灵长，用丝弦的乐器。啊，这诗人描述了这个地方，这个光景是什么？就是赤贫啊，什么都没有了。
And the poet was describing extreme poverty. He had nothing.
但诗人说：“我还是喜乐，我还是满足，我还是有力量。”
But author said, "I still have joy. I still have strength."
但是耶和华是我的力量。
Because the Lord is my strength.
我们会说，哎呀，在这种情况下，他的力量从哪里来呢？
We will see where does his strength come from in such circumstances.
他在做神的工，这个神。
Because the author, he was doing the work of God.
为什么说他在做神的工？
Why should we say that he was doing the work of God?
他在荣耀神的名。
And he was glorifying the name of God.
我什么都没有, 但是我还是以神为乐。
I have nothing, but I still rejoice in the Lord.
这就是他的见证。
That's his testimony.
这就是他做神的工的方式。
That's the way of his doing the work of God.
他这是归荣耀给上帝。
And he was glorifying the God.
他说我信上帝, 不是因为上帝让我牛羊满圈, 上帝让我物质丰富, 我才信上帝, 我信上帝不是这样的。
And he said, I glory in God, I believe in God, not because that God made me abundant in everything.
我信上帝因为上帝他是上帝, 他拯救我。
I believe and trust in God, that's because he is God and he saves me.
这就是他在做神的工, 他荣耀了神, 他见证了神, 他也见证了自己的信仰。
That's what his way of doing the work of God. He testified for God, he glorifies for God, and testified for his belief.
这就是他做神的工, 他这个时候羞辱了撒旦。
And that's his way of doing the work of God, that humiliated Satan.
撒旦去跑到上帝那里对上帝说, 他说你看约伯为什么信上帝, 还不是你给他好东西, 是不是? 你给他很多牛羊, 你给他很有钱, 所以他信你啊。
And Satan came to God and said that, Job believed you because you gave him a lot of, bulls and calves, and that's why he believed in you.
撒旦对上帝说：“你把这些拿走，你看约伯还信不信你？当面弃绝你。”
And Satan said to God that if you take everything away from Job, see if he still believes in you, he will forsake you immediately.
然后上帝说：“好嘞，那我们就来试一下。”
God said, let's see.
后来约伯他一切在地上拥有的东西都被剥夺了。
And then Job was deprived of everything he had possessed in the on earth.
唯一就留下在地上还有一口气，还有一点点命留在这个地上。
What's left for him was only a breath, of life.
但他有没有弃绝上帝呢？
Did he forsake God?
他没有。
No.Didn't.
那这个时候谁得荣耀呢？
And who was glorified at that time?
上帝。
It was God who was glorified.
谁被羞辱呢？
Who was humiliated?
撒旦。
It's Satan.
所以哈巴谷书这几节就是在再给我们讲一个约伯的事情。
So the verses in the book of Habakkuk, was telling us the story of Job.
约伯为什么？任何时候他都有力量，他做了什么神的工？
Why did Job have strength to do all things in any circumstances? What God's work did he do?
他可能没有像我们今天理解的那样去跟人家传福音啊，劝人家认罪悔改啊。
Maybe it's not like what we thought he was sharing the gospel to others to lead other people to repentance.
但他见证了神。
But he was testifying for God.
他见证了自己的信仰。
He was testifying his own belief.
我们今天把信仰这个词啊滥用了。
Today we misuse the word belief.
我们把信仰弄得好像是一个很轻飘飘的东西。
We take it the our belief lightly.
信仰是非常重大、非常神圣的一个词。
Belief is a great and a mysterious word.
信耶稣是我的信仰。
Belief is a holy word, and to believe in Jesus is my belief.
信仰比生命更大。
Belief is greater than life.
这就是信仰。
That's all belief.
我愿意为我的信仰牺牲一切，哪怕是我在地上的生命，这就是信仰。
And I would like to give up everything for my belief, anything in this world.
这也真是我们真正在这个地上力量的源泉。我们有这样的信仰，我们就随处随在，我们得到生命的粮食，我们可以做神的工。
That's our source of strength in.On the earth, and with this strength, with this belief, then we can do all things of the work of God.
好，我们一起来最后读两处经文。那我们先来读马可福音十章39节的后半部分。
Let's read another two scriptures. One is in Mark chapter 10, verse 39, the second part.
好，我们看到可以一起来读马可福音十章39节起。耶稣说。我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的喜你们也要受。好，我们再另外读一处经文，约翰福音的14章12节。我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。耶稣做的事
And we would do the work that Jesus did.
耶稣吃的粮食，我们也要吃。
The food Jesus eat, and we will eat also.
做神的工不是重担。
And doing the work of God is not a heavy burden.
做神的工，可能你会在这个世界上失去很多很多东西。
By doing the work of God, you may give up a lot of things in this world.
做神的工是这个世界上可以说最困难的一个工作，因为人不接受光。黑暗不接受光。
Doing the work of God may be the hardest job in this world because the darkness does not receive light.
但它不是重担。
But that's not a heavy burden.
它是我们的荣耀。
That's our glory.
它是我们的特权。
That's our privilege.
我们在地上的生命，我们可以做神的工，耶稣做的工，我们可以像他那样去做。
And we could do the work of God like Jesus. We can do like him.
神的儿子做的事情，我可以去做。
I can do what the Son of God was doing.
还有什么事情比这更荣耀的？
There's nothing more glorious than this.
还有什么事情比这是更大的特权？不是所有人都可以做耶稣的工的。
There's no better privilege than this. Not everyone can do the work of God, the work of God that Jesus did.
比尔盖茨可以赚钱。
Bill Gates can earn a lot of money.
马云可以赚钱。
马云 can earn a lot of money.
哎，我也想他像他们那样可以赚钱。
And I want to earn a lot of money like them.
很有荣耀吗？
Is that glorious?
很大的特权吗？
Is that a great privilege?
对有些人来说可能是很荣耀很大特权，但是不够的。
For some people, they may be a great privilege, but that'sFar from enough.
所以我们基督徒要有高的目标，我要做就做什么，就做上帝的儿子做的事情，我不做比尔盖茨做的事情，我不做马云做的事情，那有什么了不起呢？
So as a Christian, that we should have a higher standard, have a higher objective. We do the work of God that the Son of God was doing, not just do the work of the Bill Gates was doing and Ma Yun was doing. That's nothing.
跟神的儿子吃一样的食物。
And I ate the same food with the Son of God.
这是我的荣幸。这不是我的重担。
That's my privilege, that's not my heavy burden.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你把我们从万民当中呼召拣选。
Thank you for calling us from all nations.
我们都是尘土所造，我们都是软弱，我们都是污秽。
We were made of dust and we were weak and filthy.
我们都是不堪不配的罪人。
We are just unworthy sinners.
但是主耶稣基督，上帝的独生爱子，在十字架上为我们牺牲他自己。
But Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, died on the cross for us, for our sins.
流出他的血，洗净我们一切的罪。
He shed his blood to cleanse all our sins.
让我们成为新造的人。
And make us a new creation.
并且给我们有一个最荣耀的身份。
And give us a glorious, the most glorious identity.
我们在这世上，我们不再是上帝眼中的罪人，我们还是神的儿女。
We're no longer a sinner in God's eyes, and we are children of God.
我们享受主耶稣基督上帝的儿子在这世上一切的特权。
We enjoy all the privileges of the Son of God have in this world.
这个特权就是我们可以做神的工。
This privilege is to do the work of God.
耶稣基督所做的事情我们也可以去做。
We can do the things that Jesus have done in this world.
主啊，我们感谢赞美。
Thank you.We praise you, Lord.
你让我们这些本来是渺小、短暂、污秽的生命，你让我们有永恒的价值。
And you make us lives which are short and filthy, and to gain eternal value.
愿神的话刻在我们的心板上面。
May your words be carved in our hearts.
让我们也得着主耶稣基督在这地上他的食物。
So that we have the food of Jesus Christ while he was on the earth.
让我们在随处随在，我们都得着力量去做神的工。
So that in all circumstances we can gain the strength to do the work of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.